May the Lord help us to commence this evening by singing hymn 1070. 1070. Thou friend of friendless sinners hear, and magnify thy grace divine. Pardon a worm that would draw near, that would his heart to thee resign. A worm by self and sin oppressed, that pants to reach thy promised rest. Hymn 1070.
Thank you. Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the book of Psalms, Psalms 31 and 34. The Psalms 31 and 34. Psalm 31. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily, for thou be thou my strong rock, for an house of defence to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privately for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbours, and a fear to him, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side, while they took counsel together against me. They devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies, and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let them not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed. Let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvellous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. But nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life, and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil, and do good. Seek peace, and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Let us pray. Almighty, most holy, eternal Lord God, we bow before thee. We would approach the mercy seat. The holy God of heaven, who cannot look upon sin with any pleasure, we plead with thee to look upon us through thine only begotten Son, and pray that we may be taught of thee to be hiding, sheltering beneath his dying love, his precious blood. This is the way, Lord, of salvation. And do lead us in this way, we humbly pray, that we may know more of thee, whom to know is life eternal, that what he's done on earth may be made precious to the faith, the gift of God, that does dwell in thy people, though very tried and very small. We seek then for thy honour and glory. May we never, never dare what we're not to say we are. We do ask then that the word of the Lord may abound in our hearts, and that thou wilt come down like rain upon the mown grass. The mown grass, the freshly cut grass that had to be cut down to size for the continued luscious growth. And showers that water the earth. How we need those showers in our soul. A word in season. A word of blessing. For thee to give us a token of thy love and of thy compassion toward us. And we do pray that thy word may be exalted in our hearts, and that we may behold thy precepts through the Spirit, having obtained help of thee, continuing to this day and on in the unknown way ahead. May we walk in love and in humbleness of mind, a humbleness of heart. May the Spirit if the Son of God be upon the church, the churches upon our souls, that we may endure suffering as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, that we may be made willing in the day of thy power to take up that cross and follow thee. Lord, and we may be thankful for the gospel and made thankful for what thou hast done for sinners. And until we are made sinners, it's all in the head. We need it in the heart. And though Joseph Hart might say, a sinner is a sacred thing, the Holy Ghost has made him so. And William Gadsby defines it in the margin. But Lord, it is a serious thing and a solemn thing, and thy people labouring in sorrow and care tremble at the knowledge of it. But there is a fountain opened for sin and uncleanness. May we be among those who are taught of thee to come to the Word, the throne of grace, and to the very fountain of living waters for the cleansing. And leave us not to be looking at self and our wretchedness. No salvation there. May the Spirit lead us to thy fountain. If we are seriously in need of it, thy people will go there. We are so concerned at that lack of necessity. Do remember us then in mercy tonight. And do grant that amidst many discouragements, that the Word of God may prosper and be glorified. Thou knowest each case before thee this evening. We pray thee to bless this house of prayer. Bless the church and the congregation. Do add unto them such as shall be saved. Remember, our dear friends, the deacons. Uphold them in their office, the burdens, the responsibilities, the cares, the labour for this house in the practical side, but especially at the throne of grace in many cries and petitions. Lord, do remember age friends. Be near them, help them. One unwell at this time, a great stalwart and supporter of this house. Do heal him and make him better. And others in great need and tribulation and sorrow, do put forth thy healing hand. Remember one in Bethesda. Be near her. Do reveal thyself to her and comfort her soul. O Lord, in the mist of her infirmity and the fog of her mind in affliction, do shine a light in her soul, in compassion, Be a Lord of compassion through her and forgive her sins and all our ignorance and pardon our religiosity and may thy word overcome by fire but by blessing and living waters. Do remember the young friends. Bless the Sunday school. Encourage the teachers in the ongoing labour. May thy word follow the children and the young people. And we pray that the little ones may be taught of thee. And those going forth now in life to university, whatever it might be, a college, employment, work, the Lord go before them. One thing is needful. Dear Lord, a high station in life brings its sorrows for thy people, the church, if they're taught of thee. It becomes a burden. May they be taught of thee to know, thee whom to know is life eternal. So bless each friend and let thy work appear. Remember thy servants this day at Blackboys and at Pickhill. Do grant thy help and thy blessing upon the word. There may be that instruction in righteousness. Remember the editors of our denominational magazine, sectors of our charitable societies. Do bless them in their labours. Bless the circulation of the magazines. Send labourers to lend to the vineyard. Help thy servants on the walls of Zion. Those recently gone forth, remember the one next Lord's Day. Bless him, help him, encourage him, strengthen him. And also thy servant on Friday here. Lord, bless him, grant him thy spirit. May thy presence be felt and known in this assembly. Remember the former pastor at Fenstanton. We cry to thee for him. Undertake for him at this time in his affliction, great affliction. O Lord, help him. Help him and his dear wife. Do help them together and the family. O Lord, grant thy presence. May he hear thy voice as the voice of his beloved in all his sorrow and care. And his loved one as well. We pray thee to bless them and each of thy servants in great need. We thank thee for bringing thy servant, the pastor, Dicker, home from hospital. We pray thee to heal him, restore him. Oh, may there be a blessing in it. May he be brought closer to heaven, and may we each. Lord, we would not put self in any way, but how we all need thee. It is serious. We need salvation. Oh, so do hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place. Remember us in the nation. At this solemn, serious time, the nations in the earth, agitation, the terrible conflicts, the poverty, the judgments in the earth, stay the hand of the aggressor, destroy the hand of the terrorist, preserve our land, we've forsaken thee. Judgments are upon us, in so many ways. Oh, that the nation would lay thee to heart. Or there might be those raised up in Parliament who tenderly fear thy name, who are strong in faith, who thou wilt raise up to stand and lead the nation in the right way. We can but ask. We're not wrong to ask, but we have to plead for it humbly, according to thy gracious will. Abandon us not. Hear the cries of the remnant who do sigh and cry for the abominations done in the land. So hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place, and go before us in the coming election, and hear the cries of thy people in their great fears concerning the outcome of that voting. Now, Lord, thou hast said, my kingdom is not of this world. So prepare us for the heavenly kingdom. And we must and would thank thee for thy mercies. Daily mercies, abundance of supply, helps by the way, answers to prayer. But Lord, there are those gospel mercies, those covenant mercies, and we do acknowledge them. And that we may be partakers of thy holiness, thy righteousness, thy blessing, through the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. And now our cry is, Spirit of truth, come down, reveal the things of God, and make to us salvation known, and witness with the blood. It is no light prayer. Pardon our iniquity, for it is great. Wash away our sins. Lead us to the Lamb. Arise for help. Redeem us for thy mercy's sake. And send forth the Spirit to go before us. Dear Lord, that we may see thee going before us in that way to prepare a place for us. We humbly pray. But we don't seek great views. We ask a sense of thy presence and blessing. In thy presence I am happy. In thy presence I am secure. Lord, it's high language, and it needs much grace to continue the next lines. In thy presence, all things we can endure. It needs much, much grace, all afflictions, all trials. But it is true. Or may we have a sense. A special, let thy people be crying now. Remember me, O Lord, with the favour thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, thy special love for an awful sinner, a very special forgiveness for some awful, serious sins. Wash away our sins. We ask all things now for thy honour and glory. Holy Spirit, come, bid you. Bring forth the glory of Christ. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We ask eternal life. Blessing now upon the word. In Jesus' precious name. That glorious person whom thou didst send. For sinners. Such as we. We ask. All blessing now. For Jesus. Christ's sake. Amen.
Let's now sing hymn 837. 837. Repent, awakened souls, repent. Hear the good tidings God has sent, of sinners saved and sins forgiven, and beggars raised to reign in heaven. Hymn 837.
Thank you.
in complete dependence upon the Lord, who needed help and blessing, I draw your attention to the book of Psalms, Psalm 34 and verse 6. Psalm 34 and verse 6. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Psalm 34, verse 6. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Not many, but a fair little few of the titles in the Psalms give us knowledge of the author in his tribulation, in his pathway, David. And David, who slew Goliath, a fearless warrior, a very successful negotiator, a statesman, and no doubt a businessman, was taught of the Lord. And if any such person with natural abilities is taught of the Lord, they have to be brought down like David, to depend alone upon the Lord for everything. It's a humbling pathway, isn't it? While we're able to use the ability that God gives us, yet the Lord will see to it in our circumstances that by and by we shall live alone for his honour and glory, and live alone for him, and not just the unknown way ahead, but to get to heaven. As I said this morning, that better country. Think, have you been led to Christ? Think what he's done. He's preparing heaven now for you. He's prepared it already, but he's preparing you for that heaven. And the word of God will walk up and down in your life and heart in different ways. But sometimes humbling as warnings, and sometimes in our distressing circumstances, we get distress because we think this is how we ought to be, what we ought to be doing. While that might be true to a point, we're not saved by duty, we're saved by grace. And the dear Lord knows your affliction, your trial, and your loss, your worries, your anxiety. You long to honour and glorify him. And circumstances arise where you feel you cannot properly do it. He knows, you know. What a merciful high priest, I recommend hymn 120. Is a sympathetic high priest. Well, I'm wandering on, so I. Now, this David, this mighty man, reduced to feigning himself to be mad. What's going on? He is forced to flee from Saul. The Lord appointed this. It was God's appointment. And he says it's nothing but to me, God, go to the Philistines, go to Gad. And he does. He is with Achish. And he has every reason to be alarmed. The servants say, is not this David? Did they not sing that Saul slew his thousands, but David his tens of thousands? David laid that to heart. He was fearful. feared for his life. God appointed it. What could he do? He was trapped. Although this wasn't strictly honest, a critic would say, well, why didn't he trust in the Lord? But have you been with David then? Can you trust in the Lord just like that? By hitting a button or something? No, dear friends. He was desperate. He found himself mad and scrabbled on the gate, making marks, rubbish on the gate, and let the spittle run down his beard in front of Achish and his servants. And Achish sent him away. It was an escape. And he could bless the Lord at all times for this. But he's still in trouble, wasn't he? Until the set time came for deliverance. You know, the set time will come for his people when their prayers will be answered. But we have need of patience. If I know anything about it, who or when are thou going to appear? And that can go on for years. This particular matter, this sorrow, this care. And so it goes on. And you say, well, look, I must be deceived. That promise can't be true. It can't be true. David got desperate, you know. And so do his people. This work of grace can't be true. And I've said to you before many times that David thought he was, I'm going to die one day. But hang on, he was anointed. He was anointed. He knew the anointing as king. Or to be king, I should say. To be king by Samuel. And that, of course, was a great part of the trouble with Saul. There can't be two kings. God's anointed a king that isn't king. And it's going to be in terrible trouble. And it did. But how can he die by Saul's hand? He can't. And there's a step between me and death. But it can't be so. But he actually believed it. So great was the trouble. It's the trial of faith. He didn't, dear friends, David didn't just say what he thought was the right thing to say. We're like that. Lord, full of religion. We say the things we think we ought to be saying. You don't impress God, I warn you. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. May we order our conversation aright. Better to keep quiet than add sorrow to our soul. Well, dear David here, he was in deep waters and he becomes something. He becomes a poor man before God. Have you become a poor person in great need? In every, David was surrounded completely in this. It wasn't just one thing. The whole situation in the land, David was in grave danger. As you know, in other parts he was, the angel, the Lord warned him that Keilah would deliver him up. And Saul would come down and so forth. But he was anointed. Well, he becomes this poor man. It's a lovely psalm, this. It's a beautiful word. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. And here he is in danger. This shows matters of living faith were in his heart. He was trusting in the Lord. And that beautiful Psalm 31 I read. A wonderful prayer. But David goes on to say, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Now he needed this. But here he speaks of God's word and work. And that there's measures of trust here, of faith. And taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Well, dear friends, he's had an escape. He's had an escape. But it's temporary. But it brings forth praise. And in your trials, you get one trial. Praise him for bringing you through. Because you know you've got more. And David had several together. And you might have several together. But if the Lord appears in one of them in a special way to deliver you, he's worthy of our praise. Well, what is it to become a poor man? Think of it spiritually. This is really, the word of God is a spiritual word. This is the practical side, yes, in the psalm, but it's a spiritual word. God made him poor. And God today makes his people poor and needy. You know, it's a bit embarrassing, isn't it? Pride won't ever admit this, you know. May the Lord deliver us from assuming anything with God. Wait for the blessing. Though it tarry, wait for it. A living soul wants realities, living blessings. It's one thing for me to say, believe the gospel, and I try and preach it. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Absolutely true. It's got to reach your heart. Has it reached you? Still the instructions right. Dear friends, what sent forth the gospel in apostolic times? The Spirit, the anointing. Never forget that. The anointing. They couldn't preach and they couldn't spread the word until they were anointed by the Holy Ghost. And a child of God, he needs that blessing of the Spirit anointing him with the word of hope, the word of blessing. And if you're being taught like David, you know some of this language. Oh, you feel your spiritual poverty. And you feel your need of Christ. You feel your need of helping him. And it makes you dependent on him. Nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. A beautiful hymn, that 143. I want to get it right. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace, says Toplady. And he was a mighty preacher, and although he died when he was 38, he knew Christ. Helpless look to thee for grace. Here's David, isn't it? Here is Augustus Toplady, and here's you. Foul I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, or I die. I don't want to preach out of a hymn, but you know, think of this. Naked, helpless, foul. Naked, helpless, foul. Needing the washing. This poor man cried. He couldn't help himself. David could not help himself out of trouble. The Lord intended he wouldn't. He had to wait for deliverance. And you cannot help yourself to subdue sin in your heart, to remove the unbelief the barriers. But the Lord sends deliverance. It's a spirit that will do to lead you to him. In days of trouble like David, you cannot help yourself out of the trouble. You know, we know that all hearts are in God's hand. But David knew that as well. But he was surrounded with difficulty and snares. There is one way out, you know. It's in the text. In all the difficulties, in all the anxious times, in all the worries and cares one has, this poor man cried. You become with David in a corner, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. This poor man cried. In his spiritual loneliness, in his spiritual poverty, in his felt need, in his great difficulty in the pathway, and his needing the Lord, dependent, no help in self I find, and yet have sought it well. The native treasure of my mind is sin and death and hell. It's an awful discovery, isn't it? It's a gloomy old hymn, miserable old hymn, isn't it? But it's not true, you know. It's very true. It's a good hymn. Why? Because it leads you to Christ the fountain. That's why it becomes good. It leads you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's got to be good, isn't it? This poor man cried, Lord, help me. Look at those who came to Christ. They couldn't help themselves, and you can't. Whoever you take it, whether it be lepers, or the blind man, or the blind men that came, or were led to him, the deaf and the dumb, and so forth, the afflicted, the dying, they had to go to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the man sick of the palsy, couldn't get him there himself, but led by excuse me. Led there by friends. And we think of Jacob. Oh, in great straits. You think of Bethel. Greatly favoured Jacob. So favoured in soul. And what's he reduced to? Two camps. Esau's coming. And delivered out from Laban. But now Esau's coming. He remembers his sin. He cries to the Lord in his trouble. This poor man cried. You think of Abraham, great in faith, the father of the faithful, as he is called, the friend of God, and yet reduced through tribulation and sorrow to be tempted, and to Sarah. With him conspires to him to go into Hagar and so forth. He brought nothing but ruin. And he became poor in it. It was a grief to him to have to send off Ishmael. It was a sorrow to him. Remember that. I know we see the difference that Paul brings forth between the seed of promise, Isaac, and the seed of the bondwoman, Ishmael. But it was a grief to Abraham, and God knew it so. This poor man cried. Dear friends, in all your circumstances, you don't know what lies ahead. Affliction begins to be laid at the loins in your heart. The sorrow and care seem to be getting more difficult. I'm not trying to paint a gloomy scene. But some people have to walk through these matters. But look at the answer. This poor man cried. Deliverance will come through this seeking his face in such a way as would surprise you. And perhaps in a way of impossibility. The hearts of all men are in God's hands. But what can soften hearts of stone? Jesus' precious blood alone. The Lord has a way to appear for the suffering church. Saul of Tarsus was a persecutor on the way to Damascus. The saints must have trembled, and the Lord heard and delivered them. Behold, he prayeth. The one of the very hardest of the Pharisees, Christ revealed himself to him. And the church found it hard to receive Paul, but what a blessed calling that was. The hearts of all are in his hand, and not just people, but circumstances. The Lord heard him, heard David. This poor man cried, and David was heard, and was delivered in that sense at that time from Achish, and still had trial, but he was delivered, as you know. His very enemy took his own life. It's a fearful thing. And what a terrible end. Those that persecute God's people. You know, dear friends, it's hatred in the heart to the faith of God's elect. It's hatred to the truth in their heart, enmity. They've got a right. Many people have got a right to believe, like anyone else says, I'm a believer. But you know, you might be, and I'm not saying you're not, but there is such a footsteps of the saints in the trial of faith. I used to condemn Mr. Philpott. I used to scoff it. I used to do that. Mr. Philpott, I couldn't stomach him. And my father was so loved him. And I got sick of hearing about Mr. Philpott and all the other men tipped aft. I didn't want to know. Without going into detail, the Lord have mercy on my never dying soul. And when Christ was made precious, what a difference it made, didn't it? That's the key. I'm not an enthusiastic supporter of denominationalism, far from it. But where God has raised up men to preach the gospel, where his saints abide, where his saints are found in their poverty, in their sorrow, in their care. A deep calleth unto deep, doesn't it? And what an echo. We find David here. We think of David as a great king and a warrior. Dear friends, he was reduced. And no good fellow in David, is it? He hasn't got any power. He's about to be killed. It's the end of everything for him. But here we have this one brought to poverty. But the point is, why does he cry? Why does he cry? Because he knows the Lord. The Lord has shown himself to him. And what a mercy that is. You need the Lord. And you know the Lord liveth. And faith rises here to trust him, his only deliverer. And the Lord, your only deliverer, Christ, your only deliverer. You know he can help. He regards the prayer of the destitute. Does not despise their prayer. And you might, may you be led to Jesus, having to cry to his Father in his sorrow and care. I said this morning, he said to his disciples, "Ye are they which continue with me in my temptations." Constantly tempted. A man of sorrows and of grief. Of a baptism to be baptized with. And how am I straitened in it? Let it be accomplished. What was the baptism? Suffering. Suffering. He was really baptized, literally in Jordan. This was the baptism of death. Then he was in a great strait until it be accomplished. This poor man cried. We see Christ in the text here as a type of David, which of David, of course, is a great type of the Lord Jesus, one of the greatest types of the Lord Jesus in the Old Testament. But the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Dear friends, the throne of grace. Jacob wrestling at Peniel. I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Now, beloved friends, just get an eye of faith on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour and your helper and the one who's called you and opened your eyes and favoured you in soul. Let little eye of faith get hold of him by the Spirit and you'll see deliverance. He's able. And not only able for his dear people, what more could he do when he laid down his life? He can deliver. It's a small thing to deliver you out of trouble if the Lord laid down his life for you. You may not think it's a small thing, but you know, the dear Redeemer, the greatest work was his dying, to go through death for his people. He arises now for their help. This poor man cried, oh, for that throne of grace. And a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God. You know, that's one of my favourite portions. You know, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. Hold fast what the Lord's done for yourself. Hold fast the knowledge that he's taught you of him. His mercy and power. Hold it fast. Here a little, there a little. You might be that poor man crying. The Lord will reduce you to this. But hold it fast. For we have not an high priest that cannot be touched to the feeling of our infirmities. He understands exactly your soul trouble and your sorrow and your care in all the detail and the difficulties that you face. He understands it wholly, completely. Oh, that we could trust him for it. Touch with the feeling of our infirmities. but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Friend, look at the temptations to fear. Look at the temptations to give way. Look at the temptations that surround us. Will the Lord appear? Has he forgotten to be gracious, says Asaph? Has he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Well, you know the answer. He hasn't, has he? But it's in your case, in this particular matter, you fear it. You fear it. Oh, mine's a case is too hard for him. Was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. We may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Dear friends, look at the apostle having to cry to the Lord. Paul himself. And we think of dear Peter in his denial. He went out and wept bitterly. This poor man cried, and the Lord hears the groaning of the prisoner to set them free. Dear friends, the Psalms are full of the sorrows and the need. The groaning of the prisoner to set them free. He doesn't despise the prayer of the destitute. You think about it. You know, a child of God that's tried would be embarrassed to say that he's destitute because he's made a profession. How can I have to admit this, that I feel destitute in myself? But he brings you down to be destitute of yourself, of everything of self, that he, his word, is like a lamp in your soul. You may be destitute of self. You may be feeling that you've got nothing of your own to bring. And the Lord will, that is divine teaching. You'll have nothing to bring. And he regards that prayer when he becomes all and in all, looking to him, looking to the Lamb, to his word of grace, his word of righteousness, his word of compassion, to his very person, to his dying. It's not easy, I know, but this is where David came. And he cried. Friends, he didn't cry just in any direction. He had singleness of eye. He was anointed. He's going to be king. The Lord had dealt with him. The Lord had blessed him. The Lord had delivered him many times. The Lord was yet again to deliver him more. And he went from one trouble to another. But therefore he cries to the one who has spoken, who has called him. And may we be found among those whom the Lord has spoken, called, quickened, blessed, favoured, with the gift of measures of faith, to trust him, to know him, and to prove him to be that Saviour and that Redeemer you so need. Well, this poor man cried. I don't need to describe the poor man in the word, because if the Lord's leading you, you know all about it, don't you? You know what it is. But that divine teaching, the cry to God Most High. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me, that merciful high priest, tempted in all things like we are, yet without sin. Go back to Hebrews. I want to get this in the right place. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. That's the Saviour. Are you poor? Are you crying? That's the Saviour in the days of his flesh. Obedient unto death, suffering, crying to his Father. He was delivered. He was delivered from the pit of corruption. You know, it was a wonderful victory on Easter morning. Tremendous. If full salvation there, dear friends. Yes, in Good Friday, yes, the dying and putting away of sin, but we don't go to a vacuum, do we? If sin's put away, we're blessed. It's the resurrection. We live by faith upon him. And it's to know him. And we want to know him in every respect. But the Lord hears you and saved him out of all his troubles. At the moment, it's one here, one there. But David came to that place. He came to those places in Providence as well, when he was delivered out of all his troubles, when he's established in the kingdom. Yet, though very prosperous, he had to discover what a sinful heart he got. And all we like sheep had gone astray. And then further troubles came. He was never free from trouble. And war. Look at the wars there were. Dear friends, look at the church now. What wars within against the enemy. Unbelief. What a monster's unbelief. It's an enemy of the Lord. Yet we're full of it, aren't we? Full of fear, full of unbelief. Well, the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. You know, it is one step at a time. And you may have two or three close sorrows and cares. And perhaps the one that's closest to in your need, the intense one, isn't taken away, but then he appears in some other troubles, and it encourages, doesn't it? Step by step. And it's the Lord who appears. You see his hand, that's the point. This is where he's glorified, where he's honoured. You see his hand appearing for you. It becomes personal. Salvation, Christ becomes your personal saviour and redeemer, if I may say that. Although he's the whole church of God, of course, but as members in his frame. It's personal. It's personal love. A token of his love to you in delivering you. As this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. Friend, he does hear you, and he will deliver you. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee. It's Jesus speaking here. I know it's God. I know it's Asaph and so forth. But it's the Lord that speaks in the word. The King Jesus. But when he speaks, the Saviour, I will deliver thee. I will deliver thee. The Christ in whom you trust and have been brought to trust, I will deliver thee. And thou shalt glorify me. Well, I will leave it now. This poor man cried. May we be found with dear David to know that deliverance. This poor man cried. And what a wonderful thing. No matter how poor you are, it doesn't matter how poor you are, do you plead Jesus' name? He hears you. He hears you. the God of heaven hears the groaning of the prisoner as his only begotten Son is pleaded. Oh, think of it. That holy God sent his only begotten Son, and there you fear and tremble, but you're pleading Jesus' name. That glorifies God, and he will appear. And the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. To go on and to know and experience these saving blessings out of tribulation. They are types of the real salvation that is coming, which his people do know. These troubles David's in are typical of the great salvation of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, to our souls. This poor man cried, the Lord heard him, saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and that delivereth them.
God willing, Mr. Tim Parrish is expected to preach on Friday at 10 o'clock and Mr. Joseph Woodham's next Lord's Day. And he also hopes to address the Sunday School and to administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. And there will be a meeting of the cemetery trustees tomorrow evening at 7:30. Let us close with hymn 1042. 1042. I need not blush to own that he, on whom my hope of heaven is built, was crucified on yonder tree, since 'tis his blood that cancels guilt. Hymn 1042.
Thank you.
And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide upon us each, now, forever. Amen.